This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses in a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month. Reuters' Jonah Green reports.
Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Guards and on an Interior Ministry security unit Washington blames for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests mostly on what it calls U.S.-financed, quote, counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. U.S. officials have acknowledged that the targeted sanctions may not have much impact. Cubans rarely have U.S. financial dealings and seldom travel to the United States, limiting the practical impact of such measures.
That's Reuters' Jonah Green. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to allow in thousands more of the Afghans who worked alongside Americans in the Afghanistan war. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The yeas are 407. And the nays are 16.
The vote was overwhelming, but Republican Congressman Tom McClintock was unhappy with the measure.
I will support this bill as the least bad option.
He said it would set up a hasty and inadequate screening process. But with the U.S. withdrawal in its final weeks, the bill's sponsor, Democrat Jason Crow, said haste was essential.
The threat to our Afghan partners, who served alongside American men and women, is increasing drastically every single day.
The measure adds 8,000 more visas to the 26,500 already allocated. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. A COVID-19 surge in the United States is getting the attention of vaccine-hesitant Americans as hospitals in the South are being overrun with patients. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The Delta variant is not last year's COVID-19.
Delta virus is much more infectious. Its viral load is thousands of times higher than our previous variants. It's going to make even the average healthy person sick.
Dr. Catherine O'Neill, who's the chief medical officer at Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center in Baton Rouge, who says vaccinations have not felt like a community effort.
It's felt like an individual choice, and people have chosen to say, I'm going to be okay, so I don't need it. And we've forgotten about our community.
There was some promising news from the White House with health officials saying vaccination rates are beginning to rise in some states where COVID-19 cases are soaring. I'm Shelley Adler.
The West African nation of Guinea has reversed its decision to pull out of the Tokyo Olympics. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Guinea will be participating in the Summer Games after all. The West African country has reversed an earlier decision and will send a delegation of five athletes to Tokyo. Guinea had announced late Wednesday that it was canceling its participation, blaming the coronavirus and its variants. That decision was met with international outcries. The country's Olympic Committee secretary has told the Associated Press that funds have been released for the delegation to go to Tokyo. That team includes two swimmers, one judo competitor, a 100-meter sprinter, and a freestyle wrestler. Guinea has been to 11 Olympics without winning a medal. I'm Dave Ferry.
The U.S. Justice Department is setting up gun trafficking task forces in five large cities to break up networks bringing illegal guns into those towns. AP's Tim McGuire has details.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has formed gun trafficking task forces for Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. ATF Deputy Director Megan Bennett says the goal is to step up efforts in so-called supply areas.